Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bear Grylls.
Oh, he like
they're both from England.
He like stars as himself, so he's like Jason. He's just like
Jason Statham. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, into
the
exactly.
Bear.
Yeah. More boys. Sound off.
Sound on. Put it back. Put that back on, Peter.
Okay, that's true. Sound off.
Peter, this is, this is an audio format.
Yeah.
We need the sound on.
Walking in line, it's
James, Robert, John, Lieutenant, Corporal, Sergeant Major Miller,
and you. Mass theme song.
Ethan, I like to build ducks out of wood.
Yay! And I am your host.
It's more of a carving than building, I'd say.
Well. Agree to disagree.
Yeah, well sometimes, my name's Peter O'Donoghue, I'll throw that in there. Sometimes, though, they do have a rotating head, so there is a little bit of engineering in there.
That's
because
true.
You put a duck's head on a swivel, you did build it.
I actually. Oh, you build it? Like Bill?
Oh
God.
You mean like sea bills?
Yeah.
Like the universal currency of the inner sphere?
We all know
wow, that was a good tie back.
Holy,
it came out of nowhere.
We all know what ducks do, and there's no reason they need to see behind them at any time.
No, yeah. Ducks don't need mirrors.
No, they don't.
Never turn your back on a duck.
No. Especially if you're another duck. Or, alternatively, was it? The Persian army.
Yeah. Or if you're a human lacking a labyrinth, a Byzantine vagina.
Exactly.
Ooh.
So, if none of this... makes any sense to you whatsoever,
if
for some reason we sent this to you because we wanted money, this is the Lore Boys Podcast.
Welcome.
It is a Pomedy Codpast, Jesus Christ, about video game and geek lore. Today, I will be hosting our fourth and, for the foreseeable future, final episode about Battletech. I've been talking about playing it. I actually restarted recently because I got stuck on a mission and the tutorial's crap. So I took everything I learned up until that point and restarted and actually managed to get back to the like third story mission within about 2 hours.
Okay.
So it's very good. It's definitely a Kickstarter game. You should still buy it. It's definitely a Kickstarter game because there's like little things that would not be left out. Little things that aren't left out of fucking XCOM are like super left out of... of Battletech.
Okay.
Like, you have like 9 abilities to start, and they don't explain what they do.
Yeah.
They also don't explain initiative, which is the most important part of the game.
Yeah.
There's 5 little ticks at the top with little white and red arrows in them. That's your units and when their turn is.
That's turn order, yeah.
Yeah.
I play Dungeons and Dragons.
Where the fuck was
I know,
that?
I know initiative.
It takes a lot of initiative just to get interested in Battletech because it's a steep learning curve.
It's fucking brutal. Yeah, exactly. And I was pretty hungover today. Came home early from work because I can do those things, but I'm going to go back to work tomorrow for a couple hours. And finished up my research, and I was fucking cranked the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. So good.
You were Jason Statham in the movie
Cranked.
The Transporter. Oh, or Cranked, I guess, would work.
In the Name of the King.
Yeah.
Uwe Boll movie based on Dungeon Siege, I want to say.
Was Jason Statham in that?
He was really good in Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, that was actually my favorite. He was the love interest for Robert Redford.
Robert Redford's not in Gone with the Wind.
He was.
Isn't it Clark
Statham.
Gable?
No, he's with Jason Statham.
Oh, Clark Gable and Jason Statham, yeah, exactly, in Gone with the Wind.
I love that's what you took umbrage with.
Yeah, no. Robert Redford was not in Gone with the Wind.
Jason Statham, yes. It was Clark Gable that loved
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham's
breakout role was the Southern Belle character
in Gone with the Wind.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a couple things I wanted to touch on before we a couple of battle heckin' things I wanted to cover here.
Alexander Kerensky took all the best and brightest minds of humanity and took them to the Outer Rim, which was like...
Actually, yeah, do you guys want to do another...
Yeah, I love...
That worked really fucking well. Do you guys want to do another speed round recap?
We should.
Definitely speed round recap.
Who wants to go first? Roll
Jamie
for initiative.
Go first.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm bad with BattleTech. You guys always remember BattleTech.
Well, because I got a good chunk. That's why. You want me to start?
Alexander Kaczynski takes all the best minds in the world and leaves all the peasants to die. And then everyone becomes a robot zombie. Close. And then the Alexander Jihad comes around. And
so Alexander Kaczynski.
That was a lot of, yeah.
So
where'd you get the zombie bit?
The year 3000.
There's robot zombies in one of our episodes, and I don't remember which one.
It was the Necrons.
Oh, okay. That was
the
last
future. The year 3000. That was not the last one. That was the Warhammer one.
The last one was the
Jamie remembers the jokes of our podcast better than any of us.
None
but
of the
he
content.
Never remembers the content.
What the fuck did we... No, yeah,
no there was Necro something last
dead,
time.
Necromorph.
It was Necromorph. That was Dead Space.
So Alexander Kerensky, who was a pretty okay dude, seemingly, wasn't happy with the house system of the human race in the year 3000-ish.
House system, like Game of Thrones.
There's five major houses.
A lot like that.
Yeah.
There was five major houses.
Yes.
Who controlled like most of human space. And then there was this outer rim that no one had ever been to.
And then there's this one hyphenated
named after
house.
A band.
Oh, Iron Rim.
The outer rim?
Periphery.
I didn't realize it was that.
Okay, so Alexander Kaczynski doesn't like John Krakowski, doesn't like
director of The Quiet Place with Emily Blunt, and Alexander Kaczynski hated it and took
his
everybody
wife.
Into space.
Yeah. Okay,
his wife.
Okay, for real this time, Alexander Kaczynski takes
the best and brightest human minds into the Outer Rim, and then halfway there, he gets all dictatorish for some reason, and he's like, everyone fucking listen to me. I know that they weren't running things right because they were being super dictatory, but I'm going to be really dictatory.
And then
AT&T
comes along and says, hey, cool your shit. You got 5 years. Stop the war for five years.
Before that, he takes
that's
it out
connected,
there.
Though. That's, yeah, that's
they,
okay.
They devolve, and they turn into just a bunch of, like, clans because, like, there's a bunch of, like, killings because he's like, we got to cull these rebels and stuff. They finally get to the Outer Rim. They realize it's kind of shit out there because, you know, there's no internet. And so they devolve into these clans, everyone becomes like super warfaring, and then AT&T shows up and says like, hey, we can run you guys a line back to old Earth if you guys want internet. They're like, sure, let's do that. And then they realize that internet's pretty great, but the speeds out there are kind of shit, so they decide to come back and invade the inner sphere, I guess you would call it.
Yep.
The unperiphery, if you will.
and where we all are right now.
Yeah, yes.
But they have clan mechs, which are basically just mechs with replaceable parts.
Yeah.
So they end up like just sweeping people, and then they're like, "Wait, truce for 15 years."
But he was right. AT&T did stop the clans on Tukiyid, and they were just like, "Hey, cool your shit. Yeah. That's no good."
Yeah.
Sonic PSA. If like, somebody tries to invade you in a planet that you don't like, you just say no. That's no good.
That's no cool.
Said Comstar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they're like, "We'll give you memes in exchange for peace among your own kind."
Pretty much. And then there was the one clan guy who got a little uppity.
Oh, yeah. And then like after 3 years, he's like, you know what? We're going to go and invade. And then they went and did that.
Yeah. And what happened to him?
He got killed.
Yes, but how?
You
remember?
By a Scottish dress.
But killed.
Yeah, he got killed.
He ended up pushed back to some moon somewhere. And he was betrayed by, there's Steiner Davion.
Yeah.
Who was the one who killed him, or
yes.
Who just led the forces against him?
Both.
Steiner Davion is a hyphenated name from two houses, right?
Yeah,
so
he's
the Steiner
the son
house
of two houses.
Yes.
Victor Steiner Davion?
Victor Steiner Davion, exactly.
Steiner Davion led the forces against, him and killed him on some planet.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Lincolnosis.
Lincolnosis.
And he was killed with a katana because mechs are for nerds.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Real men still use swords a thousand years from now.
Exactly. Well, the people who play this game are probably really into katanas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I remember as much as I did. I almost re-listened to the BattleTech episodes before we recorded this one. But
this makes sense now that you say it, but we've covered a lot of BattleTech over a lot of time. Like, the first BattleTech was a while ago.
We've done, total probably about 3.5 hours.
Like I said,
this is going to be my last one because I realized that, like, a lot of the lore does talk about what I'm going to talk about.
Cool.
And I realized I never talked about fucking Comstar at all, other than I was just like, yeah, it's AT&T. They got the space internet monopoly and they invented the money.
Yeah.
But they own the military, too.
They have the Comm Guards.
What is the main topic we're hitting today?
Comstar.
Yeah.
Leading up to something that I've alluded to multiple times, the Blake Jihad.
Yeah. The Blake Jihad.
Yes. I did want to mention before we're getting into the weeds now. It's out now. If you want to check out Monday's episode of the Bad Dudes podcast on iTunes or your local podcast shop, I was on it.
Yeah.
And we talked about comics.
It's our sister podcast.
That's our sister podcast. Yeah. Hosted, it was myself and Jeremy because Andrew was out sick.
Funny dude. Feel better, Andrew.
Yep.
He's probably healthier. He's probably healthy at the time this comes out.
Is he as healthy as Lincolnosis?
No, Lincolnosis is very dead.
So he's healthier.
Yeah.
He is healthier than that. He was not decapitated with a katana.
Oh, that's
good. I feel like Jeremy would have mentioned that.
Yeah.
But
Andrew is sick with Lincolnosis.
It's just a katana in your head.
I got it on the moon.
Really congested.
Yeah.
Katana
to the bridge of his nose.
Right in my sinuses.
On that note,
I hate spring.
Who founded Comstar? Companies don't just, contrary to American popular belief, companies are not people.
Wait, no, you're wrong, though.
It was Ned Starr.
A bird and a bee fucked, and a corporation came out.
When the birds and the bees, let me tell you, the birds and the bees of a company. It's, yeah, exactly. It's when two birds, it's when birds and bees get together.
It's a greedy man in a pile of money.
Yeah, exactly. They give birth to a greedy man in a pile of money.
A rich guy is just fucking his money, and then a corporation pops out.
Oh, yeah, it's like, congratulations, sir. It's a monopoly. You're more beautiful than I could have ever imagined.
It's just a bunch of sniveling people following him around. And that nobody has, like, individual power. Yeah. They're like, we're kind of just an entity. This is kind of what just happens. Sorry.
I don't know where all the money comes from or where it goes, but it's moving. Anyway, Comstar was founded by a man named Jerome Blake, who, much like the Jerome Blake,
that name sounds familiar.
Exactly.
Of the Blake Jihad.
Exactly, that was his last name. Whoa. Actually, Jerome Blake Jihad.
Jerome Blake Jihad.
It's not. He does not. From what I can tell here, doesn't have two parents. No hyphenated name. Right. Think about that.
I think I went on vacation to Lake Jihad one time. That was kind of nice.
That seems untrue. Where the fuck is that?
There is no Lake Baikal.
Oh, well, maybe I was wrong.
Lake Laogai.
Oh, I was thinking Lake Placid. You're right.
Lake Placid. Yeah, the Blake Placid.
The Blake Placid.
Oh, yeah, Blake Placid. It's like Jerome Blake, alligator.
Yeah.
Founded a communication giant.
I've been to a Lake Placid. There was not a single alligator. I was disappointed.
There's
one in like New York or Maine.
Did you at least run into Cloris Leachman?
Is that an animal or a person?
A Cloris Leachman is a species of bird.
Oh, whoa.
That's not true. It's the actress who's like, she's the crazy old lady in that movie.
Blake Placid sounds like the
Placid.
Sounds like the front man.
Episode title?
Sounds like the front man for like a 90s rock band, you know?
Or
I'm Blake Placid.
Yeah, oh my god.
This is a quiet place.
Or the Subway Jared.
This is a quiet place.
Yeah. The Subway Jared of Viagra, but it's like Blake Placid. Well, there goes Blake Placid. Never again, though.
Yeah. It just doesn't make any more sense.
It would have solved a lot of problems.
Yeah. If he was flaccid? Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So, if you couldn't already tell, we were all a bit sleepy when we showed up.
Yes.
We've had a long day. So, we're just like, you know what?
I just streamed all day.
I was just like, you know what will cheer us up? If we just start drinking an hour and a half before we record, just keep going.
I feel great.
I feel fucking great now. Yeah, my hangover's gone. I had a Stella Artois in the park on my lunch. Fucking awesome.
That's why you got so sleepy.
Well, and I was sleepy before that. No, the hair of the dog got me through the rest of my fucking day.
That's fair.
Dude, yeah.
Jerome Blake got through his day.
Jerry.
But Jerry. Old Jerry B, we used to call him.
Jerry B.
Old Jerry B. So much like the reluctant or the hesitant prophet, whatever the fuck guy.
Reluctant prophet.
Reluctant prophet. He would come to be known as the Blessed Founder or Blessed Blake. Or possibly hashtag Blessed Blake.
Papa Blake.
Papa Blake.
Yeah, man.
Bless up. Yeah, exactly. Blake? Oh, they bless up. Hashtag, they bless up fucking Papa hard, Blake. Right? He founded Comstar and seized control of Terra, which I will call Earth at some point, because...
It's Earth.
I'm an idiot.
Because it's Earth.
Yeah, you know what?
It's let's not be dumb, it's Earth.
Loreboy's canon. I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
Loreboy's canon, I'm driving this book, motherfucker.
Exactly. It's like, I'm driving, I'll kill us all if I have to. Right off the road.
Dude, yeah.
Which is not safe since I've been drinking. I did not drive here. I took the bus.
Good.
I will take the bus home.
Who's driving the podcast? If you're there and I'm here.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're there and I'm here and I'm drunk.
Like, whoever's listening just gets thrown out of their vehicle.
If you're on the bus, throw someone out of the vehicle, whoever's to the left of you.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever's standing in front of the door, just boot them.
The Lord Boys condones drinking responsibly.
We do, absolutely. It is the best way to drink. Yeah. Don't drink and drive, which I did not do. He seized control of Terra in 2788.
So Jerome Blake did?
Jerome Blake, yeah. So basically what happened here was, like, I'll get into this, but this is like just the spark notes of old Jerry B's life.
Okay. Quick pitch.
Yeah, he's from Earth. He was born on Earth in the 2700s and started working for the Hyperpulse Generator Network, which was the precursor to Comstar. Those were the kind of teleportation things that they used, but they could also send messages through.
Yeah, because it was shitty between the houses before that invention because it took so long to get word out to other houses.
Correct.
Right?
It was impossible to rule out beyond a certain distance.
Yeah.
Which, if you remember, there was some kind of... I can't remember what it was. There was that truce where they were just like, after some of the succession wars, a lot of the great houses were just like, listen, if you're too fucking far away to take our phone calls, you're independent. Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
We're not taking care of you.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so funny to me. You're too far away to take your phone calls. The law doesn't matter.
Well, it's that like, was it. That was it, yeah.
It's like, you know, when you... I left my phone at home, killed someone, sorry.
Whoops.
You know, when you're like... When you're on Discord with someone and they have like echo.
Yeah.
And like you're echoing back into your own mic and you keep saying something and it fucking feedback. You up and you can't finish saying what, it's like that.
House
and they're just like, you know what, fuck it. I'm not doing this call with you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You know what? You can take your fucking planet and just keep it.
Just go. We can't play together anymore.
I wish I remember what that truce was called. That's in our first or second BattleTech episode.
There's got to be people like near the periphery who are like, well, if we just don't pick up, then we don't really have to do what they say.
Yeah, exactly.
the fucking college just says government. Don't answer it.
Two guys standing in a room with like 50 bodies just all around them, like, you pick it up. You pick it up. I'm not picking it up, man.
anyway, in 2766, Jerry B was on vacation in the Free Worlds League, which is House Merrick. That is the purple one with the hawk.
Okay.
When Stephen Amaris led his coup against the Star League. If you remember the Space UN, the Star League?
Yeah, okay.
Collapsed because Stephen Amaris was just like, God, government is the worst. I'm just going to take it over and start my own government.
Yeah. You got the corniest name ever. I just pictured, like, fake-toothed, like, blonde buff men. We're the Star League. You know?
I didn't look up a picture of him, but Lore Boys canon, it is that.
Okay. A blonde buff guy.
Yeah, it's the Vegas Tiger dudes.
Siegfried
and Roy. Siegfried and Roy. Stefan and Amaris. And they had a pet tiger, and they took over the UN. he didn't get captured when the coup occurred. When Stephen Amaris launched his coup against the Star League.
Oh, okay.
Jerry B was on vacation in House Merrick territory in the Free Worlds League.
Okay.
So he avoided capture. He was just like, I wasn't in Switzerland at the time.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be killed.
I like the idea of someone doing a hostile takeover of the UN.
Yeah. Quote Ethan.
Someone send that clip to the FBI.
Yes. What's the episode of this? The Blake Jihad.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, talk about the Jihad here.
Yeah.
Right, so he ended up being one of the few high-ranking and qualified technicians left to run the HPGs. So, your boy, Alexander Kerensky, assigned Blake and a handful of his technicians underneath him as a method of utilizing the remaining hyperpulse generators.
That's cool. Oh, is that what HPGs are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the communication. Okay. It's a modified communication, modified teleporters, or like warp drives.
That can send messages
faster than the speed of light.
Exactly.
FTL.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got
FTL HPGs to send your emails from your HTC.
SMS and your TXT.
And your MMS. Yeah.
Yeah.
The acronyms.
And your BBCs.
Well, like, we did so much.
And your LOLs.
If you end with G, like HPG, I thought it was like, we just did BFGs not too long ago. We did, like, what is. Got it. HP.
Hyper. It's phonics gun.
Huge fucking gun.
Yeah.
With a PH.
HPH. Yeah.
HPG, get tested, ladies and gentlemen.
So he got Blake was assigned the command of the remaining HPGs, and then he managed to take communications under his control. And then afterwards, when the Star League Defense Force, when the Rimworld campaign, which I may have mentioned at some point, he established a makeshift prime circuit, which is his council.
Okay. okay.
The Prime Circuit's what he named his outfit of dudes.
I got nervous. I thought we were going to Warframe again.
No, Prime. Yeah, exactly. Blake Prime.
Yeah.
So he set up the Prime Circuit, which takes care of the HPGs that Stephen Amaris did not control. So remember that there's only one way to communicate between planets. Kerensky and Blake had it. So Stephen Amaris could not communicate with his other forces while he was trying to take over Star League, which is why the Star League did collapse, but we ended up with Star League 2, and then Kerensky was just like, this is stupid, let's go.
I forgot they called it that. Star League 2.
There's like just knights and knights of people just like in a dusty boardroom, just like, what are we gonna call it?
Yeah.
What are we gonna call it? And then what they've just got Star League written on like an easel, and there's like a ripped piece of paper, and one person just walks up to it and grabs the paper and flips it down. It's just a number 2. He's just like, I've got it. And then just met the madman credits.
Yeah.
Or it's just like they have number like a big number 2 written on a piece of paper, just like for another project, and a big wind picks up and it like slaps it slaps it right next to it, and they all just like look at each other like, that's it.
I was thinking that they just had movie night the night before, and the only sequel that survived is Godfather 2, which is the like one of the few that's better than the first one.
God. Lord of the Rings 2.
Is that better?
I like the Two Towers.
I like the Two Towers personally, but I think it's widely regarded as the worst of the trilogy.
Oh.
But it's my favorite.
Agreed.
Where was I here?
The reinforcements couldn't arrive.
Right. So anyway, during Kerensky's campaign, approaching Terra, or Earth, which is Jerry B's hometown.
Yeah.
My hometown of Earth, baby. He's actually from Sydney, Australia.
Oh. I was just about to ask.
Yeah. It's from Sydney. So Comstar's headquarters are
He's got the best Australian accent here. It's definitely not me.
G'day, mate.
Oh, Jerry B.
Jerry B. Oh, he's a proper bloke, isn't he?
Jerry bloke.
He's a good bloke.
Isn't it, governor?
All right. Oi, Gov. Yeah, right. Let's head down to the loo. Let's all go down to the pub in Sydney. Outside your Comstar headquarters, yeah?
Or take a lift down at a lorry.
It's like, hey, Jerry B. Oh, what's up, mate? I'm Jerry B, founder of Comstar.
That's Australian, I'm pretty sure. I'm like, no. I have Australian friends. That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. It's one of those European countries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're part of the EU.
Yeah.
During Kerensky's campaign approaching Earth, Blake volunteered his technicians and himself to lead the teams that reestablish communications and recapture HPG stations.
Awesome.
So there is a rumor going around after his death, obviously because he ends up as a legend. There is no confirmation that Blake ever fought or was even a mech warrior.
Okay.
Oh. So this is going to be the first time we don't really talk about anybody who has a record of piloting
a
battle mech. Exactly.
That's kind of cool.
He's just a business boy. Just a big old business boy.
I can relate.
He hires someone far crazier than himself, which we'll get into.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite, just like fucking left turns into absurdity, where it's just like, just wait. I've read all this. I've seen this all. I've seen this podcast already. It's
just
great.
A homeless guy on the street. And you're like just like raving to himself. I want that man working for me. Blake, are you sure? Yeah. He's got some great ideas. He's got spunk.
Yeah.
He's a diamond in the rough, I'm telling you.
That's how we found Ethan.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a homeless guy yelling at him.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about video games? And we're like, yeah, okay. You can come over once a week.
Say, I've got some mics if you want to stay on the couch once a week.
Little factoid about Blake. While trying to recapture what was known as the Dayron HPG station, Stephen Amaris' forces broke through the Star League Defense Force lines and fired on the stations. Three technicians were killed, and Blake received a serious wound to the head.
Ooh.
It did not give him any brain damage, but in his later years, he would lapse sometimes into comas.
And it gave him a slight inclination towards hiring homeless people.
Would you guys take comas like when you could choose them? Like, hey, no, you know what?
Never.
No? Well, I know Ethan wants to live forever and it doesn't matter, but like,
I don't like sleep because it feels like wasted time.
Dude.
I could be working.
If I'm like,
I could be gaming. I could be hanging out with friends. Why do I want to sleep? Shit.
Some people go through some rough years and they're like, you know what? I could just wake up and then this year's over. I think some people would do it.
But okay, if you just slept for a year, it's not going to be any better coming out.
Yeah, your situation is all atrophied.
So remember whenever we were in a bunker? And we didn't have enough food and water.
Of course I remember that, Jamie.
Yeah.
I hate that it was a false alarm.
But yeah.
Another false alarm.
We looked really stupid.
Peter. The worst part is that someone just told Peter that on the street, and we got a bunker.
It was a crazy person. He believed him again.
I couldn't ask because it was from a no-reply email. I just took it seriously.
It almost happened, but you're lucky.
Our terms of service have been annihilated. Yeah. You're just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
You're just lucky you forwarded it to 10 friends, otherwise it would have actually happened.
Yes. Does that mean I prevented the apocalypse?
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone.
The awkward part is coming out of the bunker and explaining to our friends and family
where
who we didn't take with us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, well... I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I was you know those random comas I get into?
I got part of like some shrapnel got hit me in the head at some point. Anyway, after helping reestablish connection with the HBGs, showing respect for Blake, for old Jerry B, Kerensky had him treated aboard the McKenna's Pride, which was a flagship of the Starlink Defense Force.
Sounds like a beer.
I love the idea that the flagship is like further and it's like worse, but he's like, no. He's going to get the best treatment on our premium deluxe hospital ship.
Exactly.
So we'll bring him to our medics.
The HBG's down the street from a real hospital that didn't get destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we'll take him up there. It'll take 6 hours.
Great bed, 5 meals a week. Good stuff.
Alex, I want to go to the big spaceship.
Jerry.
Don't worry, Jerry. We're taking you there.
Yeah.
We're going. We're going, buddy.
So after the liberation of Terra, because obviously we got rid of Stefan Amaris.
Yeah.
After the liberation of Terra and the defeat of Amaris' forces, Blake concentrated again on the task of restoring general communications in the Inner Sphere. So Homeboy was committed. He was just like, an internet in every home. That's my commitment. Whatever president said
that.
He was
like a grassroots internet or whatever.
Steve Jobs, networks or whatever.
HPG is Hyperpulse Grassroots.
Yeah, he was the anti-agitpi, where he's like, no censoring the internet. Everyone should have it.
Yeah, exactly. It especially space.
Everyone should get the same speed, no matter what.
Yeah,
especially space.
Especially space should be more connected because that means, well, I mean, arguably, you know, you can just tell people whatever you want, especially when you own the internet.
Yeah,
you know.
Wait, are you saying like the people at Verizon and AT&T might be bad people?
I'm not saying they're bad on purpose. The Unity City HBZ was virtually a complete loss at this point. So Blake restarted construction on the Hilton Head HBG complex.
Okay,
and this sponsored is kind of funny Hilton. Here. It was overlooked by the Amaris forces due to the fact that the construction effort had been abandoned and the materials had been carefully concealed.
Okay, well they needed stuff. They needed to make guns, not luxury hotels by Hilton.
So exactly. So anyway, the Paris Hilton both? Head complex. Would turn Earth into the true center of the HPG network once again.
Okay.
And this, it's just that he fixed it. Big, weird hotel, right?
I like how you tied that in back in. Yeah.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
Yeah.
Did you wait 10 seconds to let it reset?
Yeah, well, they hid the plug. That's why it was like they just pulled the plug out of it and one guy hit it, buried it in the sand.
When
Amaris' forces showed up, they were just like, oh, fuck.
They're walking around.
It's not plugged in. They'll never be able to use it.
They're walking around. God damn it. What the fuck did they do with that plug?
It's like one of those weird European plugs.
Yeah. They need the adapter.
Fuck.
Every day he gets home from work, fuck, I forgot the fucking adapter again.
Yeah. I like that idea, because like when the phone line's down, you're allowed to do whatever you like. So some planets just make like the weirdest adapters. So there's like these like time frames where you can just do whatever you like.
Every time the bell guy shows up, all the wiring looks like fucking just incomplete.
Well, there's like someone outside like holding someone by their hair, like slitting their throat. Yeah.
The bell guy's just there like, oh. Who touched this panel?
Yeah, exactly. It's a
flayed body. He just like opened up the door.
Yeah.
It's a bad scene in here.
Yeah, just a bunch of squished bodies.
Like. Yeah. While he was away building the Hilton Head HPG complex, he was nominated for a position of Minister of Communications of the Star League. He had no idea that this happened, and they voted and nominated him and never told him.
Okay.
He found out when he got back.
I assume I win awards like that all the time. And I'm just waiting to find out about it. About the awards I've already won.
I have won so much shit. So
I'm sure
trophies.
I've won so much, yeah.
One of our fans had to tell us we won sixth place in a podcast competition.
That actually did happen. Yeah. That's true. We found out found out from somebody else.
Yeah.
Sixth place. Did you say third place?
I said six. I said place.
You said six.
Okay.
I don't know. I just dreamt it.
I mean, there's no way for us to ever know what he said now.
Three backwards is six.
Annals of time.
Three backwards is six.
Stop making fun of me.
And then
what
subsequently.
What does three backwards look like? It's an E.
It's an L.
Subsequently, after he was nominated without his knowledge, remember, Kerensky was stripped of his title as of Protector of the Realm and fucked off to deep space to eventually form the clans.
Okay. Did you say that was episode one?
Dead Space?
Or Episode 2?
Deep Space.
Oh,
Deep Space.
That was to the periphery. Two. That was Episode 2.
Yes. The Intro to Battletech, and then it was the clans. The clans. So, yeah, he would...
What was 3?
The war. Operation Bulldog. The destruction of Clan Smoke Jaguar.
So, yes, that's right. The Battle of 2KE was...
Episode
clans, right?
2? It was yes, 2. Because that's when the we'll get into that, because that's when the Comgar beat the... it's when the internet beat the clans.
Okay, yeah.
It's when the internet beat the Mongols.
Good thing Kim Kardashian wasn't there to break the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Mongols can't knock down this firewall.
The Great Firewall of China. Yeah. It's like 15 years to get through it.
Yeah.
So now, giving increasing thought on how to protect Terra and the HPG network, a secret meeting with the First Circuit in the winter of 2786, Blake outlined Operation Silver Shield. Get this, okay? This is like the most absurd. This is the most absurd thing. I'm not going to get into it now. I'm fucking with you. I'm kidding. The whole point of the episode. Pull a fast one on you.
I just thought it was funny. Yeah. Wait, you're not getting into it?
No, I am.
Okay,
right now, same paragraph.
Yeah, I believed you all along. Yeah. I thought you always were too.
Yeah.
Operation Silver Shield, anyway. Blake's daring plan had 3 key parts. 3 super simple things that he wanted to do.
Okay.
1, persuade every king of every planet in space to agree to the neutrality of Comstar.
Done.
He's like, look,
easy.
I've got my company here. Also, maybe a secret army. You don't know unless I tell you, because I am the internet. Why don't you guys, I'm neutral. I'll send your emails. I don't know why I said it like that. Sorry.
I like
you
that.
Are. I send the U.
I will send you our email.
Jerry
URL.
B. Jerry yeah. B. I am from. I send the UR emails.
Yeah, that's it.
And I send you're a bad guy emails.
And you're saying he didn't get brain damage when he was shot.
Yeah, and finally, though, you got the Australian accent.
Exactly.
What we've been trying to go for.
Yeah. It is me. I am Alex from Australia.
Yeah. Look at me. It is Gerald Blake from Sydney.
You guys thought I only do Bernie Sanders, but I also do very good Australian accent.
He does good Australian vampire. So, step 1. Tell everybody in space, don't attack me because I'm neutral. And this worked. Okay. Step 2. Formalize the Comstar letter of credit as the only currency in space. He's like, okay, guys, listen. Here, step 1.
You remember when you guys let me have an army because I said I was neutral?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I also want to dominate the currency.
Exactly. So here's the thing.
I like it.
Listen, guys, okay, here's what you got to do. Never, ever attack me because I'm neutral and you'll look like a bad guy. That's just a fact.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Jerry.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, we won't attack you. If those guys want to attack you, we won't attack you.
Yeah, Jerry B, that's good. Okay. And he's like, also, just throw all your money away and use this one that I made. And they're
I do like your money. Is that it? Are those bills plastic?
See, Bill,
wow,
man.
That's
it's
really
birds.
Cool. Yeah, that's
really cool. What year is this? I love that they're still using plastic.
I know, they're using Sea Bills.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's just like, formalize the Comstar letter of credit for currency exchange with all the great houses for Comstar's service and finally seizing Terra. So he's just like, I took back Earth, right?
Oh, you want
Earth? You just use all my money.
You know what? We'll use your money and you can have an army and you know what? You want Earth?
Exactly, yeah.
Earth is yours, Jerry. Jerry, if you want it, just say the word. It's yours.
And this is some like shady like backdoor dealing
exactly.
politician bullshit, right?
And then
right?
The final thing he wanted to do was take over what was known as the Terran hegemony, which it was Earth and then the space province at the middle of the inner sphere with the sol system in it. So it was all of our planets and some close by planets are all the Terran hegemony.
He wanted Uranus?
So he
What's
wanted
hegemony?
So bad.
What's that word?
Hegemony?
Hegemony?
Is that like when I need to take a shower every day? They're always like, work on your hegemony.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, good hegemony is how you get a girlfriend.
It's what you learn about in PE in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What is hegemony actually, though? It's like it's a grouping?
No, it's that.
It's like showering after basketball.
It's showering after basketball, dude.
Yeah. All
right. As far as I know.
I'll just live my life thinking that that's what it is now.
They called it that. Yeah. They called it the Terra hegemony because the showering and bathing actually didn't make it past the Earth system.
Well, it's because you can't send
early pioneers who made it outside the system actually gave up on it, and it was never readopted
That's why water supports life, because you got to take a shower if you want to keep living.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. He uses the HPGs, which is the only way to send bath water to other planets. At Fast Life, he's just like, if you're too far away to bathe, you're out.
You're out.
You're independent.
You're going to die anyway, probably.
Exactly. So the audacity of Blake's plan shocked the First Circuit, which is his council of whatever crazy science people.
Well, that's cool, because circuits are in electricity.
Dude. Exactly. Yeah, like and Homeboy loves and Homeboy loves the internet.
And also technologies, but not mechs.
No, and there was a fringe group called the Resistance to go with the electricity puns.
Oh, I love that name.
That's a lie. I just made that up.
Wait, did you actually make this up now or not?
Okay. Last time you said you made it up, you didn't make it up.
No,
where are we?
That's an actual lie.
Do you smell toast?
Yeah.
We're 30 memes deep. Goddamn.
Yeah, so they were at first, the First Circuit was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? What, you want to convince everybody to never attack us and only use our money and then also somehow take over a bunch of planets around Earth? And he was like, yeah.
Yes.
And
do.
They were just like, the audacity, sir. And their monocles popped off with indignation.
I'm Jerry B, baby.
And landed in their space champagne. Exactly. Yeah, he's like just the coolest guy in space.
Yeah, that's it. He has aviator sunglasses. He's like, I'm Jerry B, baby.
Ultimately, Blake persuaded all the members of the highly skeptical body to back his plan if his negotiation with the House Lords to secure Comstar's neutrality proved successful. He's like, okay, it's like, listen, guys, maybe the galactic money thing, it's a bit of a stretch, but if I can convince all the space kings to never hurt me, then we got to do, it's my money idea next. And they were like, Fine. Okay. So
JB's there, like, diplomatic immunity.
Dude, showing a high degree of diplomatic tact as well as willingness to bend the truth to serve winks on a podcast, truth to serve his case. Blake made a historic tour of the Inner Sphere in 2787, convincing each House Lord in turn to sign the communications protocol, claiming that theirs was the last signature and the others had already agreed.
Yeah.
And he couldn't be disproven because he owns the internet.
Yeah.
So he just went out and lied to everybody. And he's just like, oh yeah, it's like, yeah, House Davion, House Merrick, Steiner, Liao, and Karita, they all signed already.
They already signed. Oh, but the communication's not here yet. It takes too long.
It's just like,
we're trying to set up the infrastructure now.
Well, I'm going to just call my cousin. He's like, oh yeah.
Go ahead, call him.
And then he's like, yeah, you do that.
And it's just like,
and it's just another dial tone on his rotary phone that he has in a space castle.
It's just his assistant on the other end of the line, like, yes, it's me, your cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I signed that.
he's got like doubles.
Yeah.
Or like really, like people thinly disguised as your family.
Yeah,
I do not miss Bart at all.
Yeah.
I am glad he is gone.
Yeah. Look at this. Boom. I have a picture of your family right here.
Yeah.
They all signed it. Yes.
Last holiday sure was fun. It's like, oh yes, last holiday sure was fun.
Yeah. There's like 10 mech warriors behind him, like flexing and stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, he was just like, he had a bustin' moment, right? Where he just like went up, was like, it's all done. Everybody else signed. You're the last one. Really, you're gonna be kind of a fucking nerd.
You're gonna look like a dweeb if you don't.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
It.
If you don't want to use,
I don't want to look like a dweeb though.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't want to sign this thing. It really affects all the people that I'm responsible for, but I don't want to look like a dweeb.
So there's five lords.
Well, there's five great houses.
So my cousin signed already.
She did.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. I better sign then.
Yeah, exactly.
She realized she's got a good head on her shoulders, that one.
Yeah. That House Carito.
I'm starting to not like this guy.
Technically, he only told four lies.
Oh, you're right.
Because the last one who signed was the last one to sign.
Yeah, actually. Hey, four lies instead of five is not so bad, is it, Jamie?
One out of five, not bad.
Yeah, 20%.
Well, yeah, that's lore boy standard.
Yeah, lore boy standard.
That's a lore boy's pass right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a lore boy's gold.
I guarantee you that 20% of everything we say is truthful.
Yes, if you're following so far.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he went back to the First Circuit, and he was just like, I got the signatures. He came back, and he's just like, I went into every sorority in the galaxy. I got all the panties. He came he came back with one pair of panties from every great house, and they were just like, whoa! Jerry B is so cool!
Jerry B is so cool! The spaceship's landing, and it's got, letters spelled out in panties. Yeah. Like, we did it, boys!
It's like, whatever, like, it's like HPG, but it's all Greek letters. Yeah. It's like a frat ship. Yeah. I'll have to ask my mother what the Greek letters for HPG are.
Halpha, Palpha, Valpha.
Oh, yeah, might be good art. Frat ship. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. Like, leaving just a trail of beer cans as it flies through space. And yeah, like, yeah, so anyway, he got the panties from all the houses. So he was just like, I told you I could do it, guys. Now we gotta do my galactic currency thing. And they were like, you got us!
You got us.
Because if anything, if anybody's good, true to their word, it's your frat bros. It's your frat bros who never...
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a frat boy in me.
You got a frat in me.
You got communication troubles. So then he was like, we got him too. You're miles and miles from him. Nice warm blue. Just remember what your good pal Blake
said. Some other planets might be a little bit further than I am.
Randy Newman's still alive in this time, right? Yeah, I hope so.
He's currently still alive, isn't he? He was frozen. He was put in a glass coffin and currently orbits Stronomecti. Randy Newman founded the clans. He's in orbit around Stronomecti.
He's the right-hand man, too, Alexander.
Yes, exactly. He truly did have a friend in him.
And that's why there's no short people in the future.
Guys, if you want to have a laugh, go listen to Randy Newman's Short People. It's in the scope of today's age. It is the worst.
Very good.
It's very bad and very good.
Oh my god. So anyway, after he got his way with the panties, he stole all the panties, and then he was just got his universal currency, and he's like, last thing we gotta do though, remember we gotta take over Earth. And they were like, oh, bro, I'm so hungover after the universal currency party on the frat ship, but I guess we gotta do it. However, during the capture of Terra, or Earth...
I don't know if I can stomach it right now, dude, but I guess I got it. I told a bro. Yeah. Once a bro, always a bro. Am I right, bros?
Crushes a Red Bull can in his forehead.
Yo, chug this Colt 45 with me, man.
Yeah.
Get right back in there.
Oh, my God. Dude, malt liquor is the worst.
Ready to take over all communications in the galaxy, right?
Funny you should say that, bro. You know how he won the war? You know how he took over Earth? He was just like, here's a cool thing we're going to do. Before we attack, just turn off the internet completely.
So he did that for 72 hours.
Oh, fuck, Jerry B.
Yeah.
Jerry B, the legend.
Yeah, and he got HPG tattooed on his ass as a dare. Yeah, so that's what he did. And then his hitherto unknown comm guards, which is the... internet military.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Anonymous, basically.
.com guards.
.com guards. Yeah, exactly. So the Jerry B's .com guards. Yeah. They turn off the internet. They managed to take over Earth. They cleared out the rest of the Star League Defense Force, or what had been left behind, because at this point, Kerensky has left and took the whatever Star League in exile. And then, as well as some of the house.
Punch that mic.
Military. I actually hit my phone the same time you hit your mic.
Oh, really?
That's going to make a nice little sound.
That's exactly. He turned off the internet, took over Earth, got rid of the Star League Defense Force, got rid of some of the house forces that were still there, and then turns the internet back on. He's just like, hey guys, President of Earth here, bet you weren't expecting this. He's like Kanye, like goes dark for a little while, comes back on Twitter like King of Earth now, BT dubs, hashtag make Terra great again, sort of shit.
And everyone's like, well, yeah, right. And it's like, oh, but also democracy's not a thing anymore, and I it's true.
Yeah, exactly. We're super neutral, but I'm King of Earth. So he didn't really do much other than go in and out of comas here and there and improve the HPG network. And remember, he was selling communication to all sides in all houses in all wars.
Yeah.
Because there's one game in town and you can't win if you don't play.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's Battletech.
That was it. And it's Battletech, which is also a game, which is what we're talking about. Good segue, Jamie. Yeah. I like that. Cheers.
Yeah.
You just hit your mic?
Oh. It's a cheers, dude.
It's a cheers.
That's
a noise. Podcast. I want to see how
cheers.
That turns out.
That's a good podcast. Yeah. Cheers. Well, no, it's because, like, we're connected by the sound, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Cheers to the person next to you if you're listening to this and drinking on the bus.
Yeah, if you're drinking on the bus, give them a cheers and then throw them out of the bus.
Fuck, that's true.
If they have a mic on their cell phone or on their headphones, please cheers that.
Yeah.
So here's where shit goes.
We know that we told you to throw them out of the bus 30 minutes ago, but cheers them and then throw them out of the bus.
If you didn't, now's the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make me ask again. Okay. So here's where things go kind of fucking crazy. Jerry B dies in 2819, natural causes.
Who's his crazy friend that he appointed?
Conrad Toyoma, who took a look at Comstar and was just like, you know what? I hate corporations. You know what? I should turn this into a cult. And that's what he did.
Okay, but after Jerry B's gone?
Jerry B died, and Conrad Toyoma took control of Comstar. He was, whatever, appointed as CEO.
Jerry B was a short guy.
Yeah. You know, I hear he died doing a beer bong 3 stories tall.
Yeah, he did. It was awesome.
3 stories tall, man. Yeah.
We lifted the ship up. We lifted the frat shit up, and like Conrad Toyoma just like dumped an entire 40 into the bong, and it went down. But it just went too fast. It came right out the back of his head.
Oh man! Stream of beer.
Well, I hear he died getting crushed in panties from other sorority houses.
Oh yeah, the panty raid in 2819. That was fucked. He died of old age. With a coma here and there because
he died of sleepiness.
Died of being too sleepy. He went into
such
one coma.
A sleepy boy.
He went into one coma and never came back.
You ever get so sleepy you just he went sleep up to forever?
He went into the big coma in the sky. Anyway.
Why did that make me think of Randy Newman again?
Welcome to the big coma in the sky.
Conrad Toyoma took over Comstar, and he was just like, you know what, corporate structure, don't like it. You know what I really like? Rigid religious hierarchy, yeah. Shrouded in and shrouded all activities in mystic rituals.
Well, makes sense.
Yep. I mean, I'd probably enjoy my company a lot more if all of my work was labeled as some sort of mystic ritual. Somebody called me Primark.
Think of all the free flavor aid.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
So, last guy died too. So like, yeah. This one's not good. Man.
Toyoma declared himself Primus instead of CEO.
Two leaders that die. Yeah. What are the odds?
So he just like shows up. He's just like, hey, yeah, we're still the internet, but now we're the religious internet, and I'm not the CEO.
Now we're the right wing.
You call me Primus now.
Call us Breitbart now.
Yeah, exactly. He appointed himself Primus of Breitbart.
Everything's dot God.
And the highest authority of Comstar, bequeathing that august title and its responsibilities to every leader of Comstar who followed him.
Okay.
So initially, Primus Toyoma's doctrine of religious mystery served Blake's original intent by fostering the belief that the sacred magic of the HPG transmissions could only be wielded by Comstar adepts.
Wait, you can transmit HPG?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Faster than light between multiple planets.
Yeah,
so many people have it.
No, Terra's a carrier.
Yeah, exactly. Terra's a carrier. Yeah. So Terra shows no symptoms of HPG.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, when like, you see it, still
everyone he's ever interacted with.
Yeah.
So he ended up creating this legend around the technology of the HPGs. He was like, oh no, what wasn't science that done it? Magic the whole time.
Must have been, right?
Must have been magic. I mean, can you explain it? Because of course,
wait,
you remember after Kerensky left, he took
year
all the bright
3000.
It's like
come on.
It's like 2850 or something.
Oh, okay.
I didn't write down the date, but
that
remember
is believable.
After Kerensky left with all the smartest people in the universe.
Oh, that's true. He saw a vacuum.
Yeah, he saw an opportunity. And he took it.
There's all these people with like one eye on the right side and one like just right in the fucking middle.
Yeah.
magic again.
Yeah. Hey. All these people standing on a planet doing like just fucking like flipping rocks. Like, that's strange.
Flipping rocks.
This guy just like hanging painting potatoes to look like turnips.
He who casts the first stone leaves none unturned.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it was just like, hey. How's that supposed to happen when I talks to my sister and she's on Titan and then I'm here on Earth? How's that work? Mr. Toyoma?
Well, you see, it's actually magic.
Yeah,
and I'm the one that does the magic, so you should pay me.
And he's like, oh, sweet, sweet, simple people of the soil. Or sweet sons of the soil.
Okay, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
yeah, all right, that's me.
He's like standing on like a flipped seal test milk crate on two cinder blocks.
Yeah, that's me.
In a wizard robe.
This here's my wife, Betsy. Did you want to meet her?
She's carved out of wood.
And still no teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, carved with gap teeth. Yeah. And he's just like, oh, yes. A wizard did it. And I am...
Oh, boy, Betsy, did I tell you or what? I told you, bud, done a wizard.
And I am he. It's like there's like a mech with no legs on cinder blocks with like the chest hood popped open with like a rusty engine on the inside. Wielded by Comstar, ensuring no successor state would attempt to take control of the Star League's technology legacy. So he was just like, he turned it into a religion to make sure no one ever could come, no one could come in and take over. One faction
diplomatic
of Comstar...
Diplomatic immunity.
Nobody can come.
Exactly. One faction of Comstar... which we'll get into, gradually forgot the true meaning of Blake's intent, Internet for All. However, however, convinced that his mission lay in conquering humanity rather than protecting it. They were just like, yeah, he wanted Internet for everybody so we could take over, right? And then some other guy was like, yeah, that was it.
Some other guy in like a tuxedo was just like, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was it.
Spinning a cane.
It's the same homeless guy that he adopted.
But he's rich now.
Just saying there were two bags of like big dollar bills on them. Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
I'll be on my way now.
So when the Klan invasion occurred, between 3049 and 3051, one of the leaders of Comstar, who we'll remember, was Primarch Anastasius Focht.
Okay.
I do remember that name now that you say it.
Yeah. Well, remember, he was one of those House Steiner guys in exile. He was like nobility, disgraced nobility.
Yeah, he got fucked.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Fucked.
He proposed a deal to the Ilkhan, opposing the Ilkhan of the Klan forces,
the clans,
Ulrich Kerensky, in which the invading clans would fight the forces of Comstar on the remote Russell Hoggy's planet of Tuki Eid.
And there's the Battle of
Tuki. And there's
the
Battle of Tuki. To fight the clans, Focht revealed the existence of the Comm Guard. So then he's just like, the internet had an army the whole time. How do you think we took over Earth? Other than tricking people and then proposing a universal currency.
Think about our current internet if there was an army.
Yeah.
Like wouldn't be involved in that. There's like...
Oh, man. I don't want it.
Yeah, there's like... there's that... all the 4chan people. So there's going to be people who like...
Those are the bad ones.
No, they're back lines. They're back lines because they can't walk too fast. And then...
We got,
we can't walk too fast.
We got Twitter who has no attention span.
Nope.
There are no attention.
We have Reddit who will blame the wrong guy.
Yeah. We have Facebook who will just send their thoughts and prayers but not actually be at the fight.
We have Dig, who's dead.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers regiment.
Yeah. We have Vine, who was in the fight for like 3 to 15 seconds, that was
and they
gone.
Were kicking ass. They were doing so good.
Yeah,
they're gone. I would love like the thoughts and prayers regiment of just like thoughts and prayers boot camp. It's just like, let me see your prayer face.
Yeah.
You thinking about starving kids right now? Sir, yes, sir. I don't believe it.
Take a cute selfie. Put a filter.
My hands are too wet to open my beard.
There was a shooting across the world. What do? I changed my profile picture to reflect it, sir.
Yeah. I added the flag state. The state flag is a filter, sir.
Oh, my God.
Good one, Ethan. That was fucking great. Oh my God, that's good. Like a good sketch on its own.
Yeah.
Like Facebook boot camp on how to thoughts and prayers. Yeah. So yeah, the Comm Guard are the elite, near mythical at this point, military branch of Comstar that had been hidden since the fall of the Star League.
Yeah.
Literal hundreds of years, where obviously nobody knew that the internet had an army because the internet doesn't post a whole lot of selfies with their fucking army.
Okay. Surprisingly.
Control the message, control...
Fair.
Alt-delete.
Control people.
Right, yeah.
Alt-delete.
Yeah, they have like one keyboard at the Comstar HQ in Sydney.
That has
like control all delete, but the buttons are taken off and it's behind like a glass thing. Which is like in case you need to purge the files, like if they ever get found out, just
it
like
takes
break
three,
instead of
three keys and everyone has to press it once.
Yeah, it's like there's like one CEO has the control button like handcuffed to him in the briefcase.
One guy has the alt button.
Yeah, and then the delete guy.
You guys know to bring up task manager is control shift escape, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it shortcuts to just task manager.
That was kind of just my meditation mantra, actually.
Control, delete.
Control, shift.
Escape. Yeah. So, surprisingly on topic, considering we're talking about a communication religion.
Yeah, you know, cult. Like, yeah.
No. Communication cult.
James said something surprisingly on top.
Well, and also, oddly enough as well, Ethan told me something that somebody might actually learn something from.
Control shift escape. Take it right to the task manager. Windows 7, Windows 10. Baby.
So, as
probably
we remember.
Probably 8 too, but who knows?
Yeah, but who
will ever know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it, like, that's one of the things that the fucking Alexander Kerensky left with. It's Windows 8, nobody knows how it works anymore. The ComGuard forces clash with the invading clans on Tuk Eid, and using their tactics and knowledge of clan weaknesses to attain an almost absolute victory against all but one of the opposing clans. Humiliated, Ilkhan Kerensky was forced to accept the 15-year truce with the Innosphere, which, okay, of course, Lincolnosis did not.
Not a 15,
yeah, but whatever. There we go. They were present in many military incursions over the years that helped our good Paul Victor Steiner Davion of Two Parents fame in fights on the clans in Strana Mekti, where, if we remember, we mentioned it at this point, but I put it in notes, that's where Alexander Kerensky's body is in a glass coffin in orbit, because, yeah, it is the Holy Clan planet.
Yeah.
So here's where things
alongside Randy Newman. They're, yeah, holding hands.
They're in the same coffin, holding hands. Yeah, it's the size of a piano case, and they're both in there. So Comstar, while never really somebody you would root for, what with the lying to people and controlling all the messages and shit, and the secret
being
army,
a shitty capitalist corporate monopolistic corporation. Sure,
yeah, but like to an extreme.
I can follow that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Comstar at some point launched Operation Scorpion in 3052, which. Remember when Jerry B was just like, you know what I want? I want the entire Terran hegemony, right? This time, whoever was in charge...
He wants all the clean Earth people.
Yeah. He wants... This time, they were just
all
like...
All the shower boys.
Yeah, he wants,
am I
all,
right?
He wants all the shower boys. this time, his successor was just like, what if we just took over the whole inner sphere? Like, thousands of planets.
Yeah.
They were just like... And somebody was just like, yeah, we could try
that.
The
non-periphery, if you will.
Yeah, exactly. The non-periphery. None of that dark space bullshit.
Guys, just, like, think for a second how you plan that. Because, like, think of a map on how you take, like, try and take,
yeah,
over the,
right,
entire world. Now think of
how you take over Europe.
Like, yeah, try to take over Europe. Now try and take over thousands of planets in a 3D scape. Like,
yeah,
that,
well,
is...
that was the new... That
when
was
all the best and brightest minds fucking got up and left already.
That was... Comstar went on Kickstarter, and that was their stretch goal. They were just like, universal currency, take over galaxy.
Yeah.
And they made it. They got it.
They got it. Yeah.
Turns out, though, what happens to a lot of Kickstarters?
Oh, they don't actually
deliver.
They
don't deliver. Yeah.
Right. So guess who also can't deliver?
Domino's.
Me in bed when I'm drunk. Comstar. Yeah. It was a massive failure. So this led to what was known as the schism, where some of the suits were just like...
that's also what Peter calls himself in bed while drunk.
The schism.
Yeah. Hey, baby, ready for the schism? It's me, Peter.
Sounds exactly like me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I got two impressions. Bernie Sanders
and me when I'm drunk and horny.
And drunk Peter.
Drunk horny Peter. So this led to the schism and then the jihad. Comstar split in when the non-religious suits were just like, oh, hey, you wait a second. This was fucking crazy.
This is a weird thing to, yeah, do, guys.
Yeah, exactly. So people went from...
Hey, I'm back from my vacation. What happened? Well, the two,
yeah,
weeks
like,
that I was
he's
gone.
Like wearing a Hawaiian shirt,
yeah,
under his blazer with a leg.
That's
like,
it.
What'd I miss, guys? And, yeah, they're just like, we tried to take over the inner sphere, and it went horribly. He's like,
whoa. We invaded 1,000 planets.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time.
That's very crazy, though. Like, that's an undertaking, man.
Yeah, right?
That's...
So much planning, which they didn't do, which is why it didn't work. Because, yeah, they were basically just like, okay, taking over the inner sphere, fucking tomorrow. Everybody got the, nobody drink tonight. You can't be hungover. You
it takes
drive.
Like 16 days to get to one planet.
It takes longer than that sometimes, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, didn't pan out. Some of the suits who are just not super into this whole Blake is God thing. We're like, eh, you know,
well,
you know what,
back.
You all worked out pretty well when we just were in it for the money and,
yeah,
not so much in it for the ascendance.
It's the Scientologists of the committee. We're like, well, you guys realize why we're here, right?
Yeah,
none of this shit is real, and we just want to roll this all back and go back to making money.
That's
exactly
how Randy Newman's still alive.
Yeah,
Scientology. Yeah,
yeah.
The miracles of Scientology
kept Randy Newman.
He was
alive.
Healed by a cleric of Scientology.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom Cruise himself actually attended.
After
that.
Tom Cruise tried to take over Europe, he healed Randy Newman. So they went. They went from center left, and they were just like, maybe we'll just not be such lunatics this time. Then some people went center right, and the super hardcore guys were like, no, the internet is magic.
What are you saying? Some sort of religious fanatics?
I'm saying...
What would you even call them?
I call them Blakists,
oh,
actually.
Oh.
Blakists.
Yes.
Blakists.
That's
a good way to describe them in religious phonetics.
I went to a Blakist beach one time.
Oh, yeah?
Lake. It was Lake Placid.
Jake Placid.
They have a Blake's Beach there.
What the? Oh, Blake Placid. Oh, sorry, I was stupid. Like, what the fuck were we talking about?
Dude, that's stupid. That was like an hour ago. Me. Don't.
I've been drinking for a while.
Keep your memes in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So finally, in 3058, the Blakeists conquered Terra. The crazy fanatics on the inside managed to take over the entire planet in what was known as Operation Odysseus. They were like, "Hey, all the planets, come on, we're fanatics, but we're not crazy."
And meanwhile, like, it's like that's like the one spokesperson, and behind him is all the people that they recruited who were the dumb people from.
Like, yeah, I told you.
Yeah,
I told you. He'd speak for us. We're not dummies. Like
internet wizard robes now.
Hey, did you hear him? He just said we're not dummies.
Can you guys do a quick rundown of what happened in the Odyssey? Because that's where Odysseus was, right?
Yeah, didn't he leave Troy, get lost, and
got some wolves,
sirens? No, that was could Jason guys, and the could Argonauts.
You guys give, could you guys give a quick rundown of that like 1600-page epic?
Yeah,
NBD, dude. Dude, there's at least 1600 pages for BattleTech. We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah. So this was achieved. True. They took over Earth partially through trickery and partially through outright military force. Because remember, not everybody reveals themselves as just like, yeah, I'm a Blake Jihadi. What of it?
Whatever.
Right? Some of them were just like, I am totally just a regular fucking space business
Peter
boy.
Has, so some people were afraid of being persecuted for their beliefs.
Yes. Mostly because they were murderous lunatics, though, in this case.
Well, when you put it that way, Peter, it sounds like you're attacking these religious people.
The Blakeists?
Yeah, the Blakeists.
Lunatics are just people who worship the moon.
So would somebody who's prejudiced against Blakeists be called a Blakeist?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Blakeist, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got HPV and Blakeist or whatever.
HPG.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. And I'm Blake intolerant.
Blake intolerant. Yeah.
This was achieved partially through trickery and partially through military force. Many sympathizers on Earth who covered up the words assault fleece until it was too late. So they were just like, hey, you see a whole Lanta Word of Blake battle max come through here? And nope.
No. No, I didn't see nothing. Okay.
Nope. Yeah. There's like
I don't need to talk to you. I'm a sovereign citizen.
There's like a mech footprint on your lawn, though. I ain't seen it. Happen.
I saw a couple pilgrims wander through here not too long ago. Yeah.
Pilgrims.
Yeah. Pilgrims.
Now you listen here, pilgrim. I didn't see no robots come through my town.
Pilgrim.
give me a pilgrim of weed.
Oh,
stupid! Why'd I say that?
It was dumb and stupid.
I love it.
Glad you said it.
You know, stop shitting on people. That's a yes and.
I'm a no but now.
So. No, okay.
No more jokes this podcast. Can we please?
So in addition,
just the facts.
In addition, okay, the Blakeists had also managed to smuggle a sizable force onto the planet in disguise of the 21st Centauri Lancers, the mercenary regiment who Comstor had just contracted, where they were just like, hey, we ordered pizza. You the pizza guy? And they were just like, yeah.
Yeah. Here's your pizza.
Yeah, and then they killed them all.
And then they're like, yeah.
By the way, here's your pizza. And he like opens the box. There is a pizza in it. But then he looks up and he's got like a third arm where he's holding a gun.
Actually, it was just going to be a pizza, but he didn't tip.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Not even a third arm, but just like a really obviously fake arm, like pulls back the pizza box. It takes like three tries to grab the lip.
Throws his shoulder three times.
Throws his shoulder. trying to grab the lip of the pizza box. Like, here's your pizza. I just need to open the lid.
Because he's got his inside the box with a handgun and shoots him in the face. That could be the art.
That could be the art. The gun coming out there.
Oh, this is killing me. Right
opens
now.
The box. Oh, opens fuck. The box, and instead of one of those little tiny tables.
I just got to do a quick check-in with our listeners and with you guys.
Who are you?
Because we've been crazy right now. You still understand what's happening so far, right? We're on enough track.
I actually don't. So where are we? We are...
I think we should do a quick mid-episode recap here, because we're just...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, after the failure to take over the entire inner sphere, there was the schism, which led to the Word of Blake, known as the Blakeists.
And fanatics.
Exactly. And then we have Comstar, who were the suits. They were just like, you know what? Didn't like the whole cult thing anyway, but I do love money.
Cut that out.
Exactly.
And, but they're still the Fanatics.
Anyway, exactly. So, and the Fanatics managed to take over Earth because they were disguised as normal people.
With kind of where they were localized anyway.
They
right?
smuggled in an army disguised as the mercenary company that Comstar, the business boys, had hired.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Is, right. There we go. That's where
and
we're
the
at
pizza
now.
Box is the difference between the hidden mercenary.
It is a okay, metaphor gotcha. For a mech.
Okay. Personality.
Yeah, who's the... Wait, which side is the pizza guys?
The Word of Blake.
Oh, so they... So the...
The Fanatics would be the pizza guys.
So the Fanatics show up and kill the people who ordered the pizza? Or
correct.
The
okay. Because the Comstar, regular old Comstar, hired a mercenary company, yeah. and the Word of Blake, who are the Fanatics, showed up in disguise. The Blakists showed up in disguise as that mercenary company.
Okay.
Which
okay,
would,
okay.
was why we talked about the pizza in the box.
Oh, yeah. okay, yeah. I was like, why are we trying to hinge this thing around a pizza in a box?
Yeah.
but, okay, guys.
I said I was up to date, and then I realized... I missed that very last point because yep. we're talking about Pizza Boys.
Yeah, but that's it.
We're good, dude.
Yeah, no anyway. And then Comstar's Precental Marshal, Anastasius Fox, declined to attempt to liberate Terra when he found out all this crazy shit was going on. Because he was just like,
nah, that's just
fuck.
Too
but yeah. he considered, I'm fucked. And they're just like, Commander, please stop using your name as a pun. it is very hard to take your orders seriously after you start a sentence like that. He's just like... I'm sorry.
I'd like to say he like holds his palms up, like yeah. I'm fucked.
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah. He's just like, I'm sorry. I'll stop. Okay. Yeah.
So he literally he refused to dip his toe in that water because he's like
because he.
Do you ever see a religious a fight between?
You ever seen a holy war, son? It's some crazy shit.
So a priest, a rabbi, and an imam walk into a bar and they get into a fight. Do you step in the middle of it?
I don't think so.
I think you avoid that conversation completely. Yeah,
they are exactly what Alexander Falk did. Yeah, like, exactly.
Well, I'm not stepping in that one.
Well, he also considered the clans to be a greater threat because remember. The jihadists are still using Inner Sphere mechs, which are objectively shittier than clan mechs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they don't have interchangeable parts.
No Legos.
No. Yes. No Legos. So they might be Fanatics, but they ain't got no Legos.
But they ain't got no Legos.
And the clans got Lego. They got Lego to spare, dog.
Are you writing a song right now? What is happening?
Yo, let go.
Yo, let go.
However, the Word of Blake took a real step towards legitimizing itself in the eyes of its detractors in 3064 when Thomas Merrick of House Merrick nominated the Word for full Star League membership. It's like, sure, they're crazy religious lunatics. They used to control the internet. Then they took over a planet by disguising themselves as mercenaries, but we should put them in the UN.
For $14.99.
But they should be legitimized.
Yeah.
That's it. For $14.99 a month, you can be part of the Star League and get the cheat codes to every single thing that you play.
Yeah, all the NES games. Yeah. They're giving out Game Sharks. That was their grassroots campaign, like going door to door, giving out Game Sharks. They took this a step further in early 3066, which is a creation of the Word of Blake Protectorate, where
God
it was
damn.
About a half dozen hachi worlds bachi. That all hachi machi. Indeed, it was about a half dozen worlds that all banded together under the Word of Blake. They were like, we are all super comfortable with being oppressed by crazy wizards from the internet.
It's way too close to word of mouth.
They were contested, however, by the formation of the Allied Mercenary Command on the 7th of March, 3066. Don't know why I left that in. Sorry. By a man named Jamie Wolfe of Wolfe's Dragoons. Jamie, you're in this story.
Hey, whoa. Jamie Wolfe.
Yes.
So, the man, the myth, the legend.
Mercenary companies are kind of funny in Battletech, where even in the Battletech game that I'm playing now that's set in 3025, there is like a mercenary council that dictates like how to be...
How you can be a mercenary.
Like how to be, it's just like, hey, we're going to tax that blood money, okay?
Yeah, yeah. What's the name of the guy, the Blackwater guy?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the guy. Yeah, exactly. So this is where we finally tie in. So this has all been tabletop up until this point.
Sure.
So finally, we come back into... one of the games. The first Mech Assault on Xbox, the first, takes place in 3066, and you play as a Dragoon mercenary sent to the planet of Helios to stop the Blakist commander Strader from creating the Ragnarok Assault Mech. This thing is very dangerous because it is incredibly heavily armored, and it also has a invulnerability shield and a gun that shoots lava.
Well, those are both not good things.
Called the Lava Cannon.
They're kind of cool, though.
Yeah, in Pathfinder, if you step in lava, you die. You don't even get a saving throw.
Really?
You just die.
Huh. Like, completely?
Yeah, character death.
Just one toe?
That's why it's called Pathfinder. You always got to stick to the path.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't fall off the path.
Yeah.
Don't fall off the path. I mean...
Don't stray from the path.
Don't stray from the path.
Which is also, I think, a band.
Yeah.
Just like Periphery.
It is.
Every rich white kid's got something to say. Blah, 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 blah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say that, but you
would. Sorry, I was watching a spider climb up your wall.
Yeah, me too. I saw that too. The situation came to a head in 3067. Anyway, you beat the boss. So,
Woo! We did it!
Straighter doesn't get his Ragnarok. Okay?
I actually think the first MechWarrior I played was MechWarrior 3. That might be the only MechWarrior. I've
never played a single.
They're good.
I played one of them.
The situation with the Word of Blake did come to a head, though, in 3067 when the Word sponsored an insurrection of disaffected mercenaries on a planet called Outreach, led by Jamie Wolfe's sworn enemy, Wayne Waco, because he was head of the Waco Rangers.
He was Waco, Texas.
He was a fucking...
Where we spent a week in a bunker.
Exactly.
Tied it back.
Weird that that's two episodes in a row that I'm doing. I did not intend for that to happen. I do not do research that far in advance.
Everything's connected. There'll be a third episode. It'll make a triangle.
I've told you guys before, everything that you guys do is scripted. I script all
that's
whole
true,
life,
yeah.
So.
The whole thing. There was an early morning attack, which included detonation of fuel-air explosives over the barracks of the Home Guard.
Just so you know, it's 9/11 time-wise where we are. So while these explosions happen, might be connected. I don't know.
Might be connected.
Yeah, it's all connected, man. Yeah. Maybe we're aliens. Oh. I'm a reptilian.
What?
However, despite all these explosions in the sky, the Wolf's Dragoons...
Another band.
Yeah, I love that band.
Two explosions in the sky. Too good. They took a heavy toll, but the Dragoons were able to rally and crush Waco's mercenaries.
Awesome.
So they disguised themselves as one mercenary company, the Word, and then they just hired the shittiest one apparently. Where it's just like, you guys got ghosted after a fucking surprise attack? What are you talking?
Yeah, yeah.
Wayne, come here. Wayne, get over here.
Wayne Waco.
Wayne, Mr. Waco.
Yeah, I'm here.
You have to leave. This is ridiculous.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm just, Wayne Waco.
Yeah.
I made this company.
I wear a cowboy hat inside
of my
spacesuit.
I built it from the ground up.
I wear a cowboy hat inside of my spacesuit. The brim comes down so I can't see all the way.
I'm the cool boss. I'm the one who instituted casual Fridays at work. Okay?
Over the Waco, over the fucking way of the Waco mercenary.
Come on over here with me, Wayne. You got a friend in me.
Yeah, it's like they put him in space.
Randy
Newman. And then finally at the fourth Witting Conference, the Witting Conferences were just meetings for the Star League. That's why I'm not going to talk about them. That's it. It's just when they get together. The houses Liao, Davion, Steiner, all announced their intentions to withdraw from the Star League. Because if you remember, this is the second or third time they tried to do a UN, and
it
never works.
Work,
so they were just like, okay, we're going to cut our losses at this point.
We're all just going to go back to being independent nations that fuck each other over constantly. It's cool. We clearly can't work together. So,
Mr. Chairman, I can stand up and say without hyperbole that it has been 1,000 years and nothing has gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Eventually,
I'm very tired.
Eventually, one of us will take over and then we'll fall to civil war and we'll start over again.
Exactly. It's going to be perfect. Anyway.
The circle of life. The civil war.
The
The hyenas and lions used to be friends.
The first Lord Christian Men's Doter called a vote of non-confidence, however, with the hopes that this measure would pass and he could force the dissenting members to stay. The vote failed, however, with the hasty admission that the hasty admission of the Word of Blake, because they were just like, you guys, we're going to go because we've never solved another problem and you let crazy people in.
By the way, you guys started a fucking cult. No, we're not going to listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. So...
I'm still on their side, to be honest.
All three of us, we're still out.
Yeah.
It's just like, we let this guy in. They're crazy. They worship the internet and think it's magic.
Yeah.
And you don't want to stay. It's like, no.
Hey, are you guys great? We started this whole movement.
I challenge any of you in this room to describe the internet in its fullest.
It's electricity, but you know what is fucking not is magic.
How is everyone listening to us right now?
It's finally... very, very delicately organized sand, and you just run a current through it.
Sounds like magic, dude.
Fuck, you're right. Sounds like magic to me.
Shit, yeah. God damn it.
How does it make sand do that?
The problem with this whole thing was, with the vote of non-confidence, the Star League was disbanded. However, many Blakeists believed that this was an interpretation of a prophecy that foretold they would come to power through the Star League. So they were just like, well, the Star League dissolved, they're out of the way, now we can take over. They were understandably upset when it ceased to exist, just as they would have joined. So we're just like, this is our chance! They didn't let us in, but now we can get it! So this is where the jihad begins. This is the Blake Jihad. This is the entire thing. Like, we're not going to get into it because it was just hundreds of battles over the course of several years.
Yeah.
The Blakists resorted to threats to cajole the former Federated Commonwealth states to rejoin the League. However, when Blakist warships appeared in the Tharkad and New Avalon systems simultaneously on December 5th, 3067,
yeah.
bearing threats if the nations should not rejoin the Star League, they were refused. When they were refused,
so, what? So it wasn't like they wanted to join, and then before they could join, it dissolved. It was like, oh, yeah, you can be part of our club. And then as soon as they joined, everyone was like, I don't want to be part of the club anymore.
Yeah, basically.
And everyone left, and then they were like, no, you have to be part. We waited so long for this.
We had a prophecy.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. When they refused, the warships opened fire and dispatched ground troops. Exactly. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're going to blow up your base if you don't join them. Yeah. Rejoin.
Tear down
it's
your
weird
treehouse.
How profits profit, right, guys? I'm 14 and this is deep.
It makes sense for Comstar.
Yeah.
With the warships open fire, blah, 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 blah. The Blakists expanded their assault to include almost every power in the Inner Sphere. So the Jihad spanned planets in every single part of Great House space.
Is that a different house?
That is a good house.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Great House. The Great House. Yeah, I got
they
that.
They just again. Call it space.
Yeah. No, in Great House space. The entire Inner Sphere. They got
okay.
into every.
Okay.
Got,
oh, okay. Yeah,
there's five
got,
Great House space.
Yeah, exactly. They got into everybody's business.
Yeah, yeah. The space where the great houses operate.
Oh, the great houses space.
Yeah.
All five of the houses. Yeah, yeah. Their space.
Their yeah. space. The great house space.
Yeah.
Not.
Can we say it one more time just to be sure? Oh, great houses space. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Great house.
Inner sphere.
Not great house space, but great house space.
You know what, though? I was reading Home Sense, and there's some really great houses.
Yeah, yeah. It's like HPGTV flip this yeah. great house. I can't believe that only popped into my head.
Oh
now.
My god! Yeah,
I love
this one. It's got such a good space in the front. Here,
yeah, it's a good episode title.
Definitely. Yeah.
They attacked and were responsible for some factions assaulting others. It is literally described on the official wiki as an orgy of destruction.
Fucking hell, man!
Yeah,
everyone's drawn to it, loves yeah. it, but then. After it's done, everyone's kind of a little embarrassed.
No, exactly.
Oh, boy. I can't believe I chopped that tree down.
This went on for decades. It went on from 3067 to 3081, where a man with,
Jesus Christ.
With the porniest name I've ever heard. So the guy who comes out of the Orgy of Destruction and ends up coming out on top, wink, wink, on the podcast again.
Don't worry, I'll,
a,
add, I'll
man,
add the winks in post, dude.
Is a man named Devlin Stone.
Devlin Stone.
Devlin
hey, baby,
Stone.
I'm Devlin Stone.
So, he's a bit mysterious. He came, essentially, out of nowhere.
You can't use that verb after porn.
Came.
Yeah, so... to the Orgy right. of Destruction, Devlin Stone. So, I promise myself, I thought about this on the way here, I promised you guys that when the podcast finally starts making us money, and then we piss all that money away, I will go into adult film, and yes. I will call myself Devlin Stone.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's going to be your Stone? Devil,
I'll be Blake Jihad.
I wouldn't watch that video if it was on, if it was on Pornhub. This is like, yeah, you got like whatever. Devlin Stone fucks bitch.
Yeah.
Whatever, some
Blake
Hub.
Jihad fucks the lady.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be Hingus Dingus.
Okay, fine.
Hingus Dingus does Dallas.
Hingus Dingus does Dallas.
There's the episode title.
Oh yeah, it's also about Battletech. It's like Ethan's like sweating. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Alright, let's get through this here.
Yeah, let's do this.
Devlin Stone, basically about a myth. There's multiple theories about where he came from, but the main thing is he came in, he organized the resistance and finally crushed the jihadis. He fought the Blakists. He pushed them all the way back to Terra and finally managed to defeat the Blakists. And
he was like, you idiots, there's a gun under the pizza box. don't let him open the pizza box. Yeah. You're fine.
Stop ordering pizza. It takes
every time I order pizza,
it takes 9 months to
shot.
Get here.
Yeah. It takes 9 months to get here and somebody gets shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's so fresh and hot when he leaves a couple shots like fire off because the gun's on top.
Yeah,
of
it.
Yeah,
exactly. Like brass in there.
It gets here. It gets here. 9 months later, somebody gets shot, and there's two pieces missing.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck?
Sounds like when I was born.
Two pieces missing.
What?
9 months later, never mind. It was
Devlin Stone manages to organize the anti-Blakists, and they push them all the way back to Earth, and then the Blake Jihad is finally stopped in 3081, and at this point now, the Jihad is just a little blip in the annals of history.
Okay.
Devlin Stone also...
It's blipe and annals.
Excuse me. It's just a blipe on the annals, annals of history.
Yeah, thank you.
Devlin Stone was a huge edgelord to go with his stupid name. His signature battle mech was an Atlas II, which is a modified Atlas, that he actually painted skeletons on. So he put painted
Ooh,
bones on
super
it.
Super spooky.
I love it.
Yeah. It was the spookiest Atlas.
He's a spooky boy.
So that's it. That's Comstar and the Blake Jihad.
Awesome. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. If you could follow that, I felt like we were getting a little too...
I don't think we did.
We brought it back. I actually remember this story more than like I do remember the other ones. Although
it basically only involves two people.
Yeah. There was Jerry B, who was born on Earth, who invented the internet, and then was also a frat boy,
and he had pure,
and also
he had,
died.
He had pure intentions, though. He wanted to unite everyone.
Wanted a faster way of stealing panties.
He wanted nudes that all the people sent him to arrive instantaneously.
Send a nudes,
and he wanted he wanted everybody in the galaxy to be able to send him nudes and not have to worry about it. After he died. Some businessmen took it over, said, let's make it a corporation. And then there was one guy who said, like, hey, let's make it a cult, maybe, you know? Became a cult. They took over the UN, or they were trying to join the UN. They took over Earth, sorry.
Yes.
They were trying to join the UN,
UN's like, hey, fuck it, not worth it.
Fuck off. We don't want the people of Earth because they're a bunch of big dung dummies. And then finally, when they were able to join the UN, everyone else was like, this is awkward. We want to leave. So everyone else left. They got super mad. They were like really religious and stuff, I guess.
Perfect.
And then,
and then Jihad.
And then Waco showed up and he was like, I can lead us all to greater victories.
Yep. And then we all gave our porn star names and that's,
and that was it.
That was it?
So, I'm glad. Okay, good.
A bunch of battles.
Yeah. Especially because we've been drinking for a while now. And if you followed that, whoever's listening who is presumably sober.
I think you got it, guys. I think all of you got it. And if you
I'm just an artist, man. I just get self-conscious. Anyway, if I wanted to be self-conscious at you, Jamie, where could I do that?
You can...
where can I neg myself?
Man, I was trying to remember that psychology website that's on all the podcasts right now, and I wanted to give it to you, but I almost said Squarespace, and that's just how you make websites.
Yeah, go to Squarespace. Go to Squarespace. We're not sponsored or anything, but sure. Yep. I've never been there, but sure.
Yeah.
Go to Squarespace.
J-A-Y.
It was great.
J-A-Y-M-I-L-L-K-64 on...
it just redirects you to Squarespace.
Yeah. On PlayStation, if you add me on PlayStation, you go straight to Squarespace.
Oh, I got it. Sorry,
it was so easy to make my website. Honestly, and it'll be just as easy for you. You can make the website before you even buy it. You
no
make
free
it first,
ad reads.
And then you buy it.
If you're in the inner sphere after after Kerensky took all the smart people out of the inner sphere, you can still make a website with Squarespace. That's how easy it is.
It's so easy.
If after everyone takes all the smart people out. We're still here, so come listen to our podcast. Yeah.
God knows we're not getting beamed up to that one.
Yeah. Fuck no. I'm very impressed. I do want to quickly, just because you recap so much shit, I'm very thankful that you guys sat through this with me, four episodes of Battletech, which I love, and like remember.
I love it, man.
Remember people's names and shit. Yeah.
I like it. I need to play the game to really be invested, but
they're
I like
apocryphal,
the,
but yeah,
I
you
like
should.
The story.
Yeah. Battletech's on Steam now. You should buy it.
Yeah, I still got that $20 gift card, man. I got to put it to use one of these days. Ethan.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man. Get at me, boys and girls.
Yeah.
But if you're a girl, you're also a boy.
Sure.
Don't define people like that, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's boys now.
Lore boys, that is. I am Peter O'Donohue. I am the host of this episode. You can find me at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. If you can spell it, you can follow me. Just my catchphrase. I do all the artwork. WordPress. loreboys.wordpress.com.
Yes.
We're gonna get
an original domain.
Guys, I've been saying wordpress.loreboys.com for a little while, so...
Oh, that's the problem. Nobody's following us.
We got to buy that.
Yeah, so
we love you all.
Don't go to that website.
That is a That is a, that is a porn website. A bunch
if you want to see Hingus Dingus
impersonating us, pretending to be porn
people. Thinly disguised as us. However, if you want to support the podcast financially and become a true ascended, if you want to become Primus of Comstar.
Yeah. If you want to be selected by Alexander Kerensky to move to the outer
periphery.
Rim, the periphery.
Yeah.
The outer rim, if you will. The un-periphery,
I'm curious
will.
As to what they're up to now.
Make sure to subscribe to Loreboys Prime. It's the premium service that we offer.
Hang on, I'm just gonna stop you right there.
Did they die? Like all the smart people, what happened to them?
They came back as the clans.
They're the clans.
Oh, they're the clans. Okay, sorry. I missed that.
You remember?
I missed that whole episode I was on.
No.
Four episodes that we were on.
Sorry, no. Like we got to the end of it, and thought there was a loose thread. Like, whoa,
we are at the end of an era right now. I think this is the first four episode series that we've done so far. And I'm very happy to have done. Anyway, Loreboys Prime. Excuse me.
If you want to support us financially, Loreboys Prime, it's a great premium service that we offer. This week, we're offering a hot, tasty pizza delivery with absolutely no strings attached.
Nope.
You subscribe to Loreboys Prime, we'll send you a pizza guaranteed within the next 9 months.
I'm not going to shoot your dad in the face
when
he opens
it. No guns, no babies.
Yeah, no strings attached to the pizza, but maybe to our right arms.
Because we need a hook on our mannequin arm.
Well... Don't tip your hand too early, James. Hey. But maybe, if you're listening to this.
It's hard not to tip your hand when it's fake.
That constitutes.
Hey, Loreboys.
BattleTech out.
BattleTech out. Bye.
Bye, BattleTech.
Bye, BattleTech.
My name is James, and if I were to be sounding, I would use the corkscrew part of a wine opener.
My name's Ethan, and if I were to be sounding, I would use a USB cord.
My name is Peter, and if I were to be sounding, I'd use the rough end of a birthday sparkler.
So you're born year zero, yeah. And when you turn one, you've lived 1 year. So that first year is zero to one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the first century is the year zero to the year 100.
Yeah, and then you get to 22 and it's all fucked up.
Exactly.
It all goes out of order. Yeah. Who even knows? 35 to 66.
Yeah. We didn't even build calendars to go this fast.
You know, we could have, but the government, they regulate calendars. Yeah. They gotta be under a certain speed, otherwise they're not road legal.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.